The second type of shepherds, the spiritual shepherds, are the shepherds that care principally for the souls of more than one family. These shepherds are the clergy, the priests and bishops. As a father or mother is responsible to a degree for the souls of their children, a pastor particularly is responsible for the souls of all of his parishioners. As parents are to nurture the faith life of their children, so does the priest feed his children spiritually each week with the bread of life, the Holy Eucharist. One of my favorite spiritual writers, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, once said, "Every worldly priest hinders the church. Every saintly priest promotes it." In other words, the priest's individual holiness helps to make his people holy. You know, there's an old saying that's attributed to St. John Vianney, though we don't know who actually said it, and it's worth reflecting on. It goes like this. If the parish priest is a saint, his people will be holy. If the priest is holy, but not yet a saint, his people will be good. If he is good, his people will be lukewarm. And if he is lukewarm, his parishioners will be bad. And if the priest himself is bad, his people will go to hell. As St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests, once said, "The priest is not a priest for himself. He is a priest for you." On his judgment day, the priest too will be asked where his children are. Did he do his best to bring his flock to heaven? Or was he too afraid to speak on topics that his parishioners would get annoyed about? Did he rather just make his people feel good, rather than call them on to live the teachings of Christ's church? And ultimately, a priest or bishop, like Christ, is called to lay down his life for his flock by sacrificing his wants and desires for his people so they can get to heaven.